What's going on out there, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the Rolling with the D podcast on today's episode. I'm pretty pumped because it's the first episode of 2022. Gonna kind of give you a little bit of where I'm at currently in the space after a long vacation, first like really unplug in, I don't know, 15, 16 years probably. But kind of give you where I'm at, my headspace, things I'm thinking about currently, and the direction we're going to be taking the Rolling with the D podcast moving forward. Excited to chat with you guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get into the first episode of 2022. No, what's the name of the track? I think it's Auld Lang Syne. I think it's Auld Lang Syne. Let me see here. Got this one. Let's do this. Is this it? Oh, there it is. Yep, that's it. This is Guy Lombardo. Auld, A-U-L-D, Lang, L-A-N-G. Syne, S-Y-N-E. This is it. Enjoy yourself. There it is. All right, here we go. This is the first podcast of the year. Happy 2022. Hopefully everyone's doing well. Thanks for tuning in. I've talked, but I haven't been on the mic in a minute, and I haven't really done much of anything in a minute because what we decided to do, first time in the history of the company, in the history of the world, we decided to close down the company for a total of, wait for it, 5, 6, 7, at least a solid week and a day or two. So we closed down on Christmas Eve, was the last day of business, and we reopened tomorrow, which is January 4th. So that means our entire team has been off for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days. 9 days. Never did that before. Always had like the Christmas day off and then come back the next day, work a few days, then New Year's Eve, close early, be off New Year's Day, blah, 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 blah. Like what most businesses do. But this year, going into 2022, we decided, you know what? We're going to close the salon for that whole week. Everybody's taking mandatory vacation, paid vacation, and go do something, get in touch with yourself, go away with your loved ones, whoever, whatever, just go do you. So we tried it out. And I mean, we'll see how it goes. We'll see. Is everyone going to come back re-energized? Did anyone, you know, find themselves? What did we do? I sat in the woods for a whole week. I would say it was very relaxing, limited to zero internet access by design. Biggest obstacle I had to face was I didn't download, you know, like some couple movies, series. And so like the internet would work at night for some weird fucking reason. I don't know if it was because like the campsite, like everyone's like sleeping or what, but the internet would mysteriously work at night, late night, at like 9, 10 o'clock. Signal would somehow start beaming. So I'm trying to download a show here, show there. I spent more time fucking downloading shows or trying to download shows than I did actually watching any shows. Okay. That's how it went down. But pretty much no work-ish. For me, oh, I'm a businessman, right? So I'm a businessman, entrepreneur, whatever you want to call it. I hustle. Like, that's what I do. I try to, you know, make money, make deals, make products, build businesses. And for me, it's such a, I don't know. It's like, it's like a rush. It's a sport. It's a game. It's a hobby turned into a lifestyle that just couldn't like not do anything. So I did a couple deals, nothing major, but did a little bit, but really just tried not to do anything. Just try to chill. Just try to relax. Weather was kind of shitty. It was up in Tennessee. It was raining every day. So not a whole lot, but outside stuff. Couple little drives into the town, got to get a few things, pretty much had all the food and everything there cooked, you know, and that was it. So we're going to see how that rolls in the 2022. We're going to see did that little hiatus slash break take or add to the momentum. I don't know if you prescribe to the concept of burnout. I don't really do. Do I get tired? Abso-fucking-lutely. Do I burn out? I don't know. I mean, I guess if it's like something that I don't like doing, you could say I kind of burn out on that. But for the most part, I don't burn out on work because I love what I'm doing. Sometimes it sucks, but it's kind of like, I don't know if you, anything you do, you play a sport, you play an instrument, you have a job, whatever you do, if you like it, sometimes it sucks and you suck at it. But for the most part, you like it, you love it, you want more of it, right? That's what we used to say in the Marine Corps. So for me, it's like not even taking really a break from it, but just, I guess, really a time to just kind of be away from noise, you know, kind of that thing was cool. So we'll see how it goes. So I got to get back, got to stretch out the old muscle groups, got to get back loose, got to get back on the game, got some traveling going on. About to head out to Texas this week. Got to check in with all the peeps, you know, see how everybody's doing. And here we are, another year. And if you follow me on Instagram, a couple things. I did my first post of 2022, which was literally a picture that said my first post of 2022. And it says, you know, Happy New Year. This year, there's a challenge going on, right? This is going to be the challenge for 2022. And I'm challenging anybody, all takers, listeners, spectators, here it is, right? So the first one is bullets, right? The first one is not overthink everything, right? Because even, I mean, when it comes to social media posts, you know, what's the background? What's the filter? What's the this? What's the that? Just not overthinking everything. You know, that's a big thing. And, you know, I want to challenge everyone to think about that this year as they're going through. Simplify as much as possible. Should be possible for some reason. It says possibly. All right. So it's nothing that an edit can't handle. Nothing that an edit can't handle. Simplify as much as possible. And number three, simplify some more. So what is that about? Let's try and see, like, say it took you like 10 moves to get to X. Can you do it in 9? Can you do it in 8? What unnecessary steps or moves or things are we doing, are you doing, that we could eliminate, call it trimming the fat, call it whatever you want, eliminate and try to get to the results, maybe in a simpler manner, right? And simplify could mean looking around your life and seeing what could you simplify? What is redundant? What does it need to be? So simplification. And then once you get there, try to simplify it some more. When you're explaining things, simplify. When you're thinking through projects, what could you simplify? And then try to simplify some more. So that's a little bit more about refinement for me, and the challenge of for all of you is refinement. The next one, make the best investments you can. And then there's a little parenthesis that says, hint, hint, it's in yourself. So then you can invest like a boss in others. So think about this. You want to teach somebody how to do X, Y, and Z proficiently, efficiently, right? Sufficiently, but you aren't good at doing X, Y, and Z. How are you gonna steel sharpen steel? So think about investing in yourself, bringing your level of understanding, your knowledge, your skill to another level, investing in yourself. So then you can turn around and pour that in others. Now, if you have a team, if you have a company, if you have other people you're working with, whatever you can pour into them is going to be limited by what's been poured into you. So invest in yourself first. That's the best investment you're ever going to make. It ain't going to be real estate. It's going to be you. So invest in yourself first. And that's the best investment you can make, right? Because if you're not betting on you, if you're not putting into you, if you're not pouring into you, who else is gonna? And who are you going to be able to pour into? And then you can invest like a boss in others. All right. So number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, keep creating, right? Keep creating. If you're building something, you're creating something, you're keep creating. We are creators, right? So keep being a creator. If it's social media, if it's whatever, keep creating. Number 6, remember these words. Anything is possible, right? There's a couple different spins. Like some people spin that like this. They say nothing's impossible. To me, I mean, nothing and impossible are two negative words I don't even like around each other. So for me, I just say anything is possible. Positive, positive, positive. Anything possible, positive, positive. Not a negative, negative. Anything is possible. It really is. I mean, think about what's going on. Think about what's gone on, right? Read a book, YouTube a video. Shit can happen. And you can make it happen. People can do things that you never thought. I mean, who thought we would, people are flying to outer space. They're going here, going there. Like shit happens, and it can. And it doesn't only happen to the fortunate. It doesn't only happen to the privileged. You know, I just started reading my first book of the year. I'm reading by Paul Van Dorn, Created Vans. He's a high school dropout. Okay. Boom. Built one of the biggest brands, shoe companies ever. Anything's possible, right? Well, you understand where I was born, and, you know, blah, 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 and my parents didn't love me either, and I don't know anything about anything. Okay, well, all right. And what? You could build the next big thing. You could. Anything is possible. And then the last one here I have, this is about the way we play. So this year, and when I look at, you know, business, I look at it as a game. It's a competition. For me, it's kind of like a sport. So remember these words, right? Anything's possible. Then the final piece of the puzzle of the 2022 challenge is, remember, when you're in the game, your purpose is to destroy your opponent. And I go on to say, no, seriously, rip their fucking face off. And then afterwards, you can hug it out with love and respect because at least they took the challenge. So have an amazing year. Have an amazing year. And what does that mean? Like, am I literally ripping somebody's face off? Possibly. I mean, I don't think it's going to come to that in my business is. But that's the way I play, because when we're competing against each other, we're not friends. We're not colleagues. We're not whatever. We're competing. We're enemies. We're opponents. I want to fucking take you out of the game. And then maybe after that, help you off the field or help you to your car, help you to wherever you got to go, because it is the game. But when we're playing, when you got on the wrong color jersey, then I'm sorry, but it's not going your way, right? That's got to be that inner, like wherever that fire comes from in you and what you do, you know, like take it to the fucking, take it to the yard, right? Take it to the hole, take it to the house, take it to the fucking, whoever's across from you, take it to them. And compete on that level. You know, what are you going to do this year? You're going to do the same shit you did last year without much change and then wondering why nothing's going to change. You know, we say a lot around our company, for things to change, you have to change, right? For things to change, you have to change. If you change the way you look at things, things you look at change. Like how are you better than you were yesterday? It doesn't have to be like, you know, last year. It could just be yesterday, right? Are you sharpening your skills? Are you investing in yourself, right? So let's see what this year is about. Let's see. We don't know. One thing we know for sure, it's going to be 365 days. It's going to be 24 hours a day, 7 days and a week and 4 weeks in a month. And there's usually 12 of them. So you do all that math, you come out to 365. That's the only guarantee. Everything else is up for debate. And so as I'm looking at like this year, I'm thinking, you know, it's not like, oh, this is going to be my year. Yeah, no, it's going to be a year. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be your year or my year, right? You don't have to, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to be a little bit better? Where are you improving? Where are you growing, right? Look at those areas, you know, of your life. Like we talk about in our company, we talk about, you know, personal growth. We talk about physical growth. We talk about, you know, business and financial growth. We talk about professional growth. We talk about spiritual growth. Where are you growing? What areas? Are you going to grow in all those areas? Some you're going to grow in more than others. You know, this year, some of the things, I mean, if you're following me for a while, you know, we have our salons. We have a new company, Tanzo Hasami, Forged Scissors. We started about 6 months ago. It's taken off. It's going to change the game of the way people cut hair and get introduced to cutting, get introduced to quality premium tools, barbers, stylists, and are able to have access to premium tools, quality tools for barbers and stylists, you know, without the premium price tag. That's what we want to do. We want to kind of shake that up, right? So that's a big thing we're doing. With that, what else? What else is there? I'm always thinking about that. Like, what else? What else am I going to do? You know, and so at the end of last year, some of you guys started hearing me talking about NFTs, the NFT space, and I'm putting this on the record. It's January 3rd, 2022. There's people out there that never, ever heard of an NFT. There's people out there that know a little bit about an NFT. And there's people out there that are like, whatever about an NFT, like they could give two fucks, all good. There's always people out there. But I want to put this on the record. We'll go 5 years from now. 5 years. That may be, it actually may be long, maybe a lot sooner. That you, if you're listening to this or watching this or whatever, are going to own digital goods, items. You can call them NFTs because that's what, you know, is the buzz right now. It's about an NFT, which is a non-fungible token, which is a digital piece of something, right? We can call it a digital piece of art that's secured, that's yours. And if it's an NFT format, then that means it's usually a one of one. You own it, like owning a, you know, any piece of art, a physical piece of art, but it's just digital, right? And it doesn't even have to just be art. It could be any kind of digital asset. You're going to own something digital if you don't already in the near future. Next 5 years, everyone. And so learning about that, why not take a few minutes, watch a couple videos, read some articles, start to play, start to dabble. Cryptocurrency, right? Is it replacing the dollar? I don't know, probably not. But is it going to be just as competitive, and will more transactions happen with cryptocurrencies than the dollar in the future? Probably. Why? Let's just say there's a lot of reasons, but one of those reasons is this thing called decentralization, where you don't have the federal government regulating and have the will to at nauseam just fucking print money left and right to where your dollar buys less and less and less because there's more and more and more. It's like supply and demand. Too much dollars, you know, equals buying power goes down. Dollar's not so hot. So that's the central government kind of regulating that with this thing called cryptocurrency, which is fucking every kind of crypto out there now. Obviously, the ones that people are most familiar with are like Bitcoin, Ethereum. Those are probably the two most popular right now that you can buy and you can trade. But there's tons of them out there. People are creating coins left and right. The value of anything is how much somebody will pay for it. So that's where the value comes from. But with that being that it's decentralized, I think people feel like they have a little bit more control of their own shit and trust. Trust is a big thing. So it's going to become a major theme in how we transact. It's just the way it is. You'll see the numbers. The numbers, you know, I could tell you whatever. Anyone, you watch all the videos in the world. The numbers are going to tell you the whole story. I mean, I could tell you piece by piece. I could sit here and talk to you for fucking hours, but the numbers are going to tell you the whole story. So I'm going to be talking about this a lot. We are working on our own NFT project. And the thing that gets me excited about it is not even so much like that actual digital content, like you may see, whether it be the super popular ones like the Bored Ape Yacht Club or CryptoPunks, where it's like this picture and it's like, what the fuck? I mean, I own this picture. Okay, now what? But it's not even that. It's what the power behind it is the underlying what's known as a smart contract. And there's different forms of like the currency, right? You got Bitcoin. That's not really where a smart contract works. That's more just kind of like, that's just like a money replacement in a sense. But then when you get into like Ethereum, Solana, Tezos, a lot of these other ones, you're now dealing in smart contract functionality where you can now own whatever that currency is, buy whatever that asset is, and with that asset, get the smart contract that's attached to it. You know, for example, right? Say this picture of me or this picture of this, you know, this can or whatever, you know, doesn't do it for you, right? But some people it does. And they're like, oh, I just love the way that looks. I just want to buy the picture and that's that. And then I can own it digitally and I can print it out and put it up on my wall. I'm the actual owner. There's only one real digital piece of art created and I own it. But boom, and they're happy. They're done. Now, other people might be like, the can doesn't do it for me, but the company behind the can, the artist behind the artwork is also attaching this contract that gives me this, 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 and this if I own one of those pieces of their art. Right. And I use this example a couple podcasts ago. I said the Mona Lisa would be a good example because everybody knows like the Mona Lisa, it's like whatever, the Mona Lisa, right? It's not whatever. It's fucking pretty amazing. I mean, people go from all over the world to go see this thing. I've never gone and seen it, but people do. So it must be amazing, right? There's only one, right? So say whoever owns it, if anyone owns it, does the museum own it? Okay. So they own it and they decide to sell it. Now, the person that buys it, they can then take it and do whatever they want with it. They could put it up in their house or they could leave it at the museum. But say the museum added this layer or this contract that's attached to the painting because they wanted $1 million for it. And you're like, all right, $1 million to get the painting. For some people, again, they love the painting so much, $1 million, not so much. They do the deal. It's a done deal. They own the painting. Now, where people are getting smart with the NFTs and with the contracts, are they saying, okay, cool, here's the painting, it's $1 million, and you're also going to get this, 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 and this with it. Maybe it's dinner for two at the museum once a year. And you get to actually be in the museum, just the two of you, for 3 hours with a dinner included once a year, if you own that piece of art. Maybe you leave the art in the museum, maybe you take it home. But if you buy the art, here's the deals, that here's the contract that's coming along with it. Maybe you get, I don't know, a private whatever, you know, maybe you get this once a year or once every 3 months or what. You just let your mind go wild. Now, here's the thing. Some artists don't have anything to offer except the art, which is fine. So they're going to create NFTs, which is fine. And they're going to be really badass artists, which is fine. And people are going to buy those digital pieces of art, which is fine. But then there are other people. I want you to think personalities. I want you to think businesses. I want you to think service providers. I want you to think restaurants. I want you to think movie theaters, which are fucking just going through it because of COVID and all the A variant, B variant, D variant, C variant, Omicron, all the... Like, they're going through it, right? No one's like, I'm not going to go. Why am I going to go sit in a movie theater, right? Where I got the guy behind me coughing on my neck. I don't know what's in this chair. I can't see anything. And I hear a sneeze over here to the right. And I hear another sniffle to the left. I'm like, do I want to go out there? When I can sit at home, 65-inch big screen, if I got to take a piss, I can pause. I want popcorn, I can go to the movie theater, or I can go to the store and buy popcorn, right? I could control the atmosphere. I control the lighting in the room, the sound, have whoever I want, wear fucking nothing, wear my underwear, whatever I want to do, and not have the guy sneeze on my neck behind me. I got the girl sniffling to the left, and I heard a cough over there. Why? And I'm gonna pay $20 for that shit? Are you kidding me? Now, think about this. Providers. I'm just throwing this out there. This is me called brainstorming live or recorded live, but I haven't really penciled this out. I'm just throwing this out there. This is 2022 shit. Okay. This is 2023, 24. So AMC, if you're listening, what you're going to do is you're going to sell an NFT, right? You're going to create a digital. Maybe it looks cool. Maybe it doesn't. It depends how much effort you want to put in the creative, AMC. I don't know. I'm giving you this idea for free to help you out, right? For free. But I want the first NFT that you make off of this. Okay, so you make the NFT, right? So you make a digital movie ticket. All right, and you sell this, right? You're the theater. You're in, you know, you're like, all right, we're AMC. We're selling a... AMC, you know, I don't know how many AMCs there are, you know, you got to figure out the logistics. Maybe do each AMC has a limited number or a not limited number of NFTs that they're going to sell. Maybe they got, you know, the AMC in Tampa, Florida is going to sell 10,000 of these NFTs. These NFTs are all pictures of different movie tickets, or their pictures of like the movie premiere poster. So there's 10,000 different movies. There's way more than that, but they take 10,000 original posters that were there, like when the movie came out, like fucking Top Gun or Star Wars, all these blockbusters, right? They got this picture, they create this NFT, and it's a one of one, and they have 10,000 of them, or it's not even a one of one. Maybe they just have 10,000 and it's just a picture of a ticket. But this one image, 10,000 times, that means there's 10,000 people that can own this ticket, which gives you access to this movie theater, gives you maybe, you know, it includes, I don't know, 12 movies a year. Maybe it includes 12 large popcorns a year. Maybe it includes, I don't know, merchandise. Maybe it includes a soft drink, a can. I don't know, but you figure out, that's the contract. Now, for me, if I really like movies and I really think that contract and the incentives and the offering is good enough, would I pay, I don't know, $200 to own that NFT? Would I pay $300 to own that NFT? Now, if I go look at it, like a trip to the movies is $20 and I can go 12 times a year, you know, 20 times 12, that's like 400, you know, $300 or whatever it is. All right. Is it, and I could buy this, and but that's in perpetuity. So if I buy this NFT for 300, I get that every year as long as I own the NFT. And when I'm fucking done with movies, I could then sell the NFT. Or if there's like movies that are coming out that I'm not really interested in, I could just sell the NFT. Yeah. And I could maybe even make a profit on the sale of the NFT if I give sell it to some other moviegoer. Yeah. Or what? You know, I don't know. Amazon comes along and buys AMC, and then they turn the movies into this really cool experience. Now, all of those NFTs move over to the ownership of Amazon, but I'm one of the original owners. So now Amazon decides some crazy shit. Like they're going to be like, boom, we're building the first movie. You know, we're taking the AMC movie theater. We're putting it in space and boom. Oh, well, I own a ticket to that theater. And that guarantees me 12 trips to space now fucking every year, right? I'm going far out. But what I'm saying is, what could a business do? What could a restaurant do? What could a hair salon do? It's not just, you know, you're buying a picture of a fucking monkey and hopefully it's cool, right? That is what's happening. Like, because you got to go here. There's the surface of what's happening up here, right above the surface. But then there's all the big shit. It's like the ocean. When you look out there, all you see is the surface. You might see a bird swimming around. You might see a fish jump up and down. Holy! You might see a whale. You might see a dolphin. But you have no fucking clue what's going on with the ocean. Because all of the real activity is underneath. So if you think about an NFT like that, we're on the surface. And you can go on my Instagram. You can see the NFTs that I own, you know, as I'm, you know, was starting to explore. I got to taste it, right? I can't start. I'm not going to start evangelizing, you know, pros and cons. So I got to taste this. I bought some NFTs. I went through the whole process, learned about the wallets and the crypto and the blockchains and the projects and the NFT, you know, space in general and the smart contracts and then And I saw the power of what's really going on. It's not about the image. You know, I put up a picture of me as a fucking, I got a monkey on my thing. And you're like, all right, that's cool. And now what? But you don't see what's going on the belly of it. And so I'm going to be talking a lot about this because I'm telling you, 5 years, mark my words, it's January 3rd, 2022. You, all of us, collectively us, are going to be owning digital shit that we can't pull out of our pocket. Maybe it's going to be on a device like a ledger device, but it's going to be in some kind of digital wallet. We're going to have wallets. Some of us are going to have multiple wallets that store our shit. And we're going to own it just like we own anything else. And the values that are attached to it are going to be ours. And we're going to be securing stuff using blockchain technology. We're going to be talking in cryptocurrency language, right? Right now, the words you might know are Bitcoin. You might have heard of Ethereum. You might have heard of blockchain. And that might be right now, that might be the extent of your knowledge of this new environment, which is perfectly fine. If that's the extent of your knowledge, you probably know more than 30% of people in the world. But you're going to start hearing other companies, other terms, other cryptocurrencies. There's a couple I'm watching, Solana, Decentraland, Sandbox, Tezos. You're going to start hearing about these different currencies and different companies and different platforms that are exploring in this space. So maybe, you know, 94, 95, when the fucking internet was coming around, people were like, "Well, what's this internet? It's stupid. What are you doing? You're sitting in front of a computer and you're online all the time." Yeah, I'm talking to people online. I'm in like a chat room. Well, that's stupid. Why don't you just talk to them on the phone? Well, before that, it was like, you're going to this thing that's stuck to a wall with a cord on it. You're picking it up and you're talking to somebody on the phone. Why don't you go talk to them? You know, I was getting a beep. Somebody's calling me. I got a pager. It's got a number. Then I got to go find a phone to call them back. That's stupid, right? Everything's stupid. And everything is kind of, when it's new, it's misunderstood. Is there an application for it? I don't think the internet's going to take off. Where would we be without the internet? I'll tell you where I was for 8 days. I was fucked. I was up and fucked. Like, holy shit, I got no internet. I can't get a service. I'm holding my phone up in the air, waving it back and forth, trying to figure out if I can get a connection. I mean, that's kind of, it's kind of crazy when you all of a sudden it's like, oh, you take something away and you find out, wow, there's a lot of utility there. There's a lot of use. There's a lot of tool. There's a tool that I need. How it's going to be used is going to really be dependent upon what we all do and what we build. Different people, I say we, I always say we. It could be me, could be you, could be us, but what we do with the technology over time. But I'm going to tell you, and you know, we're only two, I mean, really it's been the last year when the terminology really came to the forefront, but it's probably been a solid 5 years since NFTs really started to break, you know, kind of through. One of the first big projects probably was like 2017, but I mean, really it's been the last like 18 months. During COVID, you know, people were online and they were starting to talk more and more about these things, about crypto. And then the government started throwing money out. So the government kind of, you know, they're like, oh, you know, they might talk some shit about cryptocurrency, but they kind of helped move this whole thing forward quick, because they printed so much money and gave people so much money. People had extra cash. You're like, fuck it, I'm going to go buy some Bitcoin, right? I'm going to go buy Ethereum. I'm going to go invest in crypto. I'm going to go buy this or that. And then the NFTs, you know, kind of came on top of that. And here we are. So I would say, if I were you, I would spend some time doing some research and learning as much as you can about it. And if you got any disposable income and you're feeling like putting it up on the line, in the line of fire, because you could lose your shit quickly. Tell you right now, it could happen. Put some up, see what happens. You know, buy some. And there's a lot of other elements. I mean, I'm really kind of just on the surface. I went in a little bit harder a couple podcasts ago, kind of getting into some of the key names, players, components, and I'm going to go heavier. But this is the first pod of the year. I'm just waking up after hibernating for 8 days. So that's that. And then, you know, I'm still like a super student of the space. So that's going on. Other than that, you know, got a couple other things. We got some, you know, got some guest artist spots, going to be sharing the Tanzo Hasami, you know, scissor collection at some of our Paul Mitchell schools. I'm going to any school and every school. So if you're listening to this, I haven't been to your school. If you're listening to this, I've been to your school. Reach out, let me know. Hey, let's come back over and let's chat about it. We're going to be doing some other, you know, events around our own, you know, NFT project, details to come. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. But I really hope as you're kind of setting yourself up and thinking about your new year in front of you, the 362 days that are left, that you just make the most of it, right? Time is limited. We don't have a lot of it. So let's make the most of it. So if you just spent some of your time listening to this podcast, I do appreciate you. Leave a comment, leave a shout out. If you're on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, again, where else? Stitcher, wherever you're listening to the podcast, leave a review, leave a rating. That's going to help the podcast get discovered. Share the link to the podcast with a friend, a family, somebody else that you think might be able to use a little checkup from the neck up. And let's have the best year of our lives. So thanks a lot for listening to the Rolling with the D podcast. I will check you guys on the other side. And I'm out. All right. So hopefully you guys are pumped for this year. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm pretty fired up about the NFT space. Going to be talking a lot more about that, my thoughts on that, different ways I'm navigating it. Can't wait to get into my project and all of the things that I'm working on with it. And looking forward to talking to you guys. Let's get together again. Let's do this next week. Remember, all episodes, you can go to rwtdpodcast.com. Use the hashtag, leave a comment, write a review. All of that kind of stuff is awesome because it helps other people discover the podcast, and I really appreciate it. This is a self-fulfilling mission here. So anything that you guys can do to support so we can reach as many people as possible, it's always appreciated. So until next week, I will see you then. And remember, if anybody you know needs a little checkup from the neck up, then hit them up. Tell them, hey, head over to Rolling with the Deep podcast and check out an episode or two. And we'll see what happens after that. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll talk to you soon.